This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
How scared of AI are you? 855-444-MEGA. If you're listening right now to the Brett Mega Show, I want you to be part of this conversation. Does AI freak you out? Does AI even make you blink? You're just like, whatever, I don't even care about AI. Have you seen AI be part of your business? 855-444-6342. What are your thoughts about artificial intelligence? And do you think it's going to take over the world? Kevin started this conversation, and I do think it's something that's on everyone's mind.
It is.
We see AI everywhere. Mm-hmm. How scared of AI are you?
And a lot of it has to do with my friend Chris, who makes these videos of me using AI and how realistic they really are. Things that I've never done, been to, never said. And you're like, holy cow, this has gotten to a level of scariness. Plus, I'm worried about the Terminator, man. I'm worried about Skynet.
Are you?
We are designing computers now that are smarter, that are realizing that they're making changes with everything we do so that they can be faster in a moment. I mean, I think about like the special effects of Star Wars just a couple of years ago, those Star Wars movies, and how those effects don't even parallel to what I can do on my phone today. And what's going to happen in the future? Because eventually computers are going to go, you know what? You know who the real enemy is? Human beings.
And they're going to turn on us like all
yes,
those sci-fi movies. I am so curious if it's a generational thing and what the younger generation on our show thinks compared to the people who are listening who are in whatever generation you are. 855-444-MEGA. Hannah and AB, both younger generation people, scared of AI? Think about it ever?
AB, you can go first because I know we have different opinions on this.
I'm less scared of, oh my gosh, these robots are going to take over the world and like take over us. I more so am scared because I have so many friends who are teachers and like the development of kids, I feel like, is being stunted because they use AI for everything.
AI.
They use ChatGPT for everything. Like, I'm always talking to my friends about how kids are getting in trouble for their papers, for all this stuff. I don't know. I'm worried about what it's doing to kids.
And I know there's safeguards for that, but the thing of it is the computer is able to then find those safeguards and start talking like you and start writing like you. So your ChatGPT becomes you.
Do you feel like that scares you, AB?
Yeah, it does.
Interesting. But what about you, Hannah?
But you use AI a lot.
See, I do.
I'm the opposite. I don't use ChatGPT for anything. I call it the wrong thing. I say ChatGPT. I am very fearful of it. I always have been. There's a reason that I don't give into it a lot and use any of those AI tools because I am afraid I'm going to become so reliant on it. So I refuse to give into it at all. I'm also really, really scared for the fact that it could take a lot of jobs, especially here in radio. We have a lot of commercials and stuff that I hear now that are AI. So I am fearful for it for like my own knowledge. I'm fearful for it for like career wise. And I'm fearful of it for the thing that AB said about like children and their reliance on it. Kevin, I don't really fear for cybernet
over.
Or whatever term you use.
Skynet.
Skynet.
Watch the Terminator movies, man.
So I'm not afraid of robots taking over, but I do think there's a reason those sci-fi movies always end that way. Like every one of them ends with the robots turning on you guys. We haven't learned from it. But I honestly think that these ChatGPT things can be a tool to us. Like, right? Like we all hated any type of technology we're like, oh man, we sound like we get off my lawn. So I do think technology can be your friend. So I'm less afraid of what it's doing to kids because I do think it is how we manage any type of technology, whether it's TVs and screens and how we parent through those things. What I honestly think scares me the crap out of me is not being able to differentiate what's
between
AI
reality.
And not.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I am terrified for my own kids in that way. Like, all of a sudden they could take my kids' faces because I posted them their picture of us on vacation and manipulate them, or they can post and send something to them saying this is a video from your dad if he's ever on social media.
There was
and
that
it's
weird...
not, like, it's crazy. You can't tell the difference.
No.
Like, I'm terrified of that.
There was that weird scam going on a couple months ago where it was your voice and then it would call your
yes.
grandparents and ask for money or
yes.
something, and it literally sounded exactly like you, and these people, grandparents, parents, whoever, were sending like these randos money because they thought it was their child or their grandchild.
We see a lot of these like scandals break out with celebrities, like, oh, all
yeah.
of a sudden Britney Spears posted this crazy video and Britney's like, it wasn't me, and people do this all the time, and it starts with celebrities, but then all of a sudden it becomes regular people, and it's like, AB was robbing a liquor store, and you're like, wow, that really looks like AB robbing the liquor store. Like, no, that was AI generated. It like scares the crap out of me that AI, you literally now, speaking of how AB does all of our videos, there's now
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Apps where you can literally put a still photo in, type in the words you want, and it'll make Hannah talk. And
yeah,
it's Hannah's voice.
And it will sound just like her.
And it'll sound just like it,
crazy.
And it will be nothing. And it takes 2 minutes. It's like, that stuff does scare me.
And that's now.
That
see,
you,
where's that going to be in the future? And then the safeguards we've got in place so the robots don't take over, when are they going to find a way to get around those safeguards? Sadly, guys, it's probably closer than you think, and I hate the feeling of
wow.
it.
Skybot!
It's interesting.
Skynet!
Hannah got the name wrong. It's interesting that right now there's full phone lines in the studio, so I'm curious how you feel about AI. How fearful are you? Do you approach the internet differently because of AI now? 855-444-MEGA. Jump in on this conversation that everyone seems to be talking about is, how does AI affect you? How scared of AI are you? Where are you when it comes to AI? When you see it, do you think, whatever, don't even think about it, never crosses my mind? Or is this something that worries you, brings you fear? 855-444-MEGA, 855-444-6342. Which is what I thought was the most interesting part about the conversation we're having right now is AI is something that everyone is talking about, but I do feel like it's one of those things that for the first time, generations actually question technology together, maybe for different reasons. Usually when technology comes out, the older generation's like, I still want to roll up my window. Don't give me those buttons to roll up the window. And you want to do it the old school way. And the younger generation's like, hop on board, Grandpa. But even Hannah and AB had their own senses of fear when it came to AI.
Yeah, especially when it comes to the development of kids in school and how they're using ChatGPT for everything.
And I'm scared it's going to take people's jobs.
Yeah, two different reasons why we're scared. You know, when it comes to developments in schools and things like that is... teachers use technology so much, and you know, one of the reasons we chose to go to a Montessori school for my son is they don't have any screens. It's very old school, traditional, working with your hands. And yeah, it's a big part of the classroom. I do think we can learn to use both because, like Hannah said, this is going to be a part of the future in terms of jobs, so I don't want my kids to be farther behind. But I also think it's a skill that is constantly changing. You can catch up. And so for the younger generation, They'll eventually learn how to use a screen or use AI and use technology to their advantage. They just don't need it now. And I don't want them to skip the steps of learning the old school way, mm-hmm. which is super interesting that we have a teacher on the phone right now. Nikki, do you guys use AI in the classroom? Are kids using AI? How are you doing it as a teacher?
Hey, so I do not allow my students to use AI in the okay. classroom, but because it's against policies, because the kids have tried to use it to cheat on tests and things like that. I'm actually also a student in college.
Okay.
And I will say that I use it to help, like if I'm trying to reword something and I can't get my words together. So I feel like it's not a scary thing, but we also have to learn, just like everything else with technology advancing, that we have to learn how to use it properly and not misuse it. And I think that's where a lot of people get scared because they're like, oh my gosh, I'm going to use it for everything.
What's the line?
It's going to give me an answer. You know, and it's like, that's not what it's meant for. I grew up in the 90s, and I grew up when technology was starting to become a thing. So that's why I feel like I can use it as a tool, but not use it as, okay, this is how I know how to do something. And I don't have to think farther than that.
It's kind of like the same thing like when you used to cheat on the test like back in the day with the calculator. It was like, oh, man, was not a calculator test. And then you'd be like having a secret Like, I feel like kids are always going to figure out ways to cheat. Is can we figure out ways for them to cheat and then still learn the basis of the things that
right.
we need them to
because
learn?
Because that's my biggest fear about it is it learns how you learn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it gets how you work. So it's kind of like how we used to use Cliff Notes. It's going to tell you where to find those Cliff Notes and how to write it the way you write it.
Yeah,
that's
I just feel
fear.
Like the that's like crazy. Resources are crazy. Like, okay, with a calculator. Well, now, you know, with a calculator, it wouldn't show you how to solve the problem. Now it shows you how to solve the problem, write it in the way you would write, and give you the answer.
You
so
know,
it's a lot.
Do you remember that Disney movie, Smart House?
Like, yes.
That movie's
that
awesome,
movie.
Right? And it looks so cool, but then the house turns on them and then wants to kill them. Like, Kevin is right. Like, all of a sudden, AI will be a good thing, and then there's always so much of a good thing. Tim, you work in tech. Is there too much of a good thing? Is AI something we should be scared of?
I personally think so, because I've already been affected by AI being implemented in the workplace.
Interesting.
As well as the people who are in control of it, in my opinion, aren't out there for the betterment. They're out of all. They're more so, it seems, out there for the betterment of themselves and or their companies.
Good point. Like, you're right. Like, somebody has to be the person writing the, I don't know what any of these terms are. Thank you so much for the call, Tim. But someone has to be writing the code or making the robot work first, right? You have to Frankenstein it first. Like, Dr. Frankenstein seems like a crazy tech guy, right? Like, I don't know if I trust this guy who's developing AI. That's a great point, too, as well. Basically, guys, we're all screwed.
Yes. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.